Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. One of the duties I've assigned myself as a treasure hunting podcaster is to keep up with the notes, news, and discussion on the internet treasure hunting message boards. And just this week, I saw another post from a disappointed treasure hunter who has struck out at an old country home site that you'd think would be a paradise for old coins. Sadly, I found this to be the rule rather than the exception. I've never had much luck hunting old farms, at least in regards to finding old coins. A person gets permission to hunt a long-abandoned country home, or a site in a cornfield where a sharecropper's shack used to stand, or a log cabin deep in the woods. They get excited just thinking about the treasures that await them. Wow, you're going to be the first one ever to search this veritable cornucopia of old, valuable coins. So you hit the ground running, and you search, and you search, and you come up with lots of junk. A few modern coins dropped by modern-day kids who had a drinking party out there, and if you're really lucky, some collectible relics, like old tractor parts, and maybe an Indian head penny or two, but certainly not the treasures you expected to find. And why not? What did you do wrong? Well, you didn't do anything wrong, except to have high expectations that really weren't warranted. Here's my theory. Farm folks didn't carry money in their pockets like city people did, so they didn't lose it around their property much. Think about it. Why should they put their coins in their pockets when they were going to spend the day planting or repairing the plow or milking cows or slopping hogs? They wouldn't be buying anything there on the farm. The only time they needed to carry money was on those rare days when they went into town. So most days they just left their change on the bedroom dresser. And when they did go to town, they went right from the house to the pickup truck, or the horse and buggy if you go far enough back, without having much of an opportunity to drop coins. On the other hand, city people were always buying a Coke or a candy bar or a newspaper, or having lunch at the local diner, or picking up something at the grocery or drugstore. They always carried change, because they needed it every day. Similarly, farm kids didn't carry change like city kids did. Often their play clothes were homemade, sewn simply, and without pockets, so they had no place to carry any money. It stands to reason, then, that coins are a lot harder for treasure hunters to find on the farm than in the yard of a city home. But wait, there's more. My mother, who is 84 now and still going strong, grew up on a farm. She remembers her dad taking the family to town maybe once a month. Each kid got a penny or two to spend on candy, and a penny bought a lot of candy during the Depression. Other than that, the kids never saw any money, save for the shiny nickel they got in their Christmas stockings. Mom told me that she once dropped a penny in the yard, and she spent the entire afternoon searching for it. She didn't stop until she found it. So it's no surprise that coins are plentiful in the city, but rare in the country. Well, let's quit on a happier note. Yes, coins are rare on old farm property, but there is one major exception, and that's this. Be sure to check around the mailbox out by the road at the end of the lane. Rural residents would leave coins in the mailbox to buy stamps. The mailman would take the coins and leave the stamps, and often the loose change would fall into the deep grass or weeds there by the mailbox and be lost. If the mailbox is held up by a metal post, you'll need a small sniper coil. It has a better chance of zeroing in on coins and eliminating the metal of the post. Still, given my druthers, I'll always hunt the older downtown city yards rather than the farmhouse yards. Thanks for listening. Check out my book at treasuremanual.com. I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner.